Well, now that Christmas is over with, we can focus on the big item that's coming up on New Year's Day. And I'm not talking about some stupid bowl game. I'm talking about what everybody around the country is talking about. And that's the Winter Classic, the NHL Winter Classic, the Bridgestone NHL Winter Classic. And this year it's going to be in the Cotton Bowl. And it is, well, Jim Leitz is the general manager and CEO of the Dallas Stars and joins us right now. This is a bucket list item, isn't it?
David, it is. Pretty fantastic, and something we always wanted to do. Never thought we would be capable of doing it, I don't think, reasonably, until the last couple years. And it will be the second highest attended Winter Classic in history and the second fastest sellout and the second highest grossing game in history.
The tickets were gone within like a couple of hours. Well, you got 80,000 seats?
45,000 sold on the pre-sale to our season ticket holders and our base corporate our corporate groups and the Nashville Predators people. They're bringing I think they sold 15,000 themselves. So there's and what was great about it is it's going to be a great event for Dallas because I think they're projecting over 40,000 hotel nights in the community, which always excites Visit Dallas and the hotels here. So it's a really special event. Kind of harkens back to the good old days of the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Day.
You know, I thought back, it was about a decade ago this started. You know, they picked the worst place in the whole world, Buffalo, in the middle of the winter to play this thing. But I said, what a bizarre idea to play hockey. And then I thought, well, that's stupid. It is an outdoor game. The bizarre thing is to have hockey indoors.
Well, I don't know about that, but because
well,
the elements.
Did it start out on lakes and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, I guess back that was a pretty long time ago. It's hard to do. You know, it's funny. I grew up in a little town in Michigan. And people say, "Geez, you must have played." I said, "Well, it was cold enough to play, but it's hard in the elements to keep a rink, smooth."
Yeah.
I grew up in a place that had a lot of wind right on Lake Michigan. It was cold enough, but and snowy enough for sure. But we didn't have any ice because you really had to play it effectively. Now you have to play it indoors.
Well, this is going to be a fun thing for everybody who's there. Like I said, for a lot of hardcore hockey fans, it's a bucket list item. I mean, you sold off the tickets in hours.
20 minutes.
In 20 minutes. So what does it do for you? What's the lasting impact for the Dallas Stars and for Dallas?
Well, you know, obviously it puts you on the map nationally, which is a nice thing, which is cool. And we get a lot of accolades from the league because, you know, we were the first, David, of the successful, really successful non-traditional market teams, you know, that weren't situated in the original Six City.
And in fact, for this is the southernmost host city for the game.
Yes, it is. It is the southernmost. Well, Los Angeles had a game. Are we farther south than Los Angeles? I'm not sure. But, you know, L.A.'s L.A. You really can't count it as a non-traditional city anymore. But of the cities, of the Nashville's, Tampa's, Carolina, Miami, we're it. And we've been the most successful. And the most successful at doing events 2 years ago, and that's what really got the Cotton Bowl and the game started. We showed the Cotton Bowl during the NHL entry draft that we hosted a year ago in July or June, and we took the officials from the NHL down to see it, and we were helped by the fact that we had the largest crowd to ever witness an NHL entry draft.
Wow.
In 2018. And, all of that has kind of evolved into the NHL being convinced that this would be a great event, great support from the city fathers, meaning the city cut a great deal on the Cotton Bowl to make it easier for the city to keep our prices low, which we thought would stimulate a lot of ticket sales. So as a partnerships go between a professional league, the host team, and the community, and that's led really by both Mike Rawlings succeeded by Eric Johnson. You know, we got great support from the city fathers, the regional chamber, and Dale Petrosky and those guys. And then all of my DSOAG board and all of its ilk, which is, you know, Toyota, North America, Hilti, 7-Eleven, and Joe DePinto, and all those guys really got behind the game. And, you know, that's what's making it so fun and so successful is, I mean, we're going to, if we get even decent weather, And it doesn't rain, you know, knock on wood, and, you know, it's going to be spectacular.
You know, that is, of course, that's the bizarre thing. We finally get a Super Bowl, and there's this, I mean, it's inside, but there's a horrible ice storm, and it really disrupts the flow of the game and also the, you know, sort of the goodwill that we were going to get out of it.
It was the worst week of weather in my 26 years was the Super Bowl.
So you got to feel a lot of pressure coming up.
Well, you know, knock on wood, but we're starting to look because now we're a bit out and it's getting closer. So now you can look and see, you know, right now we think that we're going to be okay. A perfect weather for us for this event is any temperature between 25 and 60, 55, and partly cloudy. That's the best thing we do. The game will only get postponed if it's raining. But if it's dry and it's not ultra sunny.
Yeah.
Because ultra sunny makes it difficult to play in because this sounds funny because it becomes dangerous for the players because where the lines are drawn, the ice will change. And they would have to wait. If that happens and we have a really bright sunny day, the league will have to make a determination to postpone the game till later in the afternoon on the first, and play it. But that hasn't happened yet. So we're hoping, knock on wood, we get a nice cold, clear, dry day, and will be great.
But is plan B is a postponement? I mean, could it be played?
It could be played next day. They're holding the second for a day.
And the networks are happy with all that?
Well, I wouldn't say they'd be happy. I wouldn't say that NBC would be delighted with it. But there's contingency plans in case it happens. My own feeling is the game's going to go. We're going to be okay. And you know, it's funny. Last year the game was at South Bend at Notre Dame Stadium. And we checked it because we knew we were getting the game. So on New Year's Day, we checked the weather. And our temperature between us and suburban Chicago was 1 degree difference. We were 1 degree warmer, and we had the same cloud cover. And the game there went off without a hitch. And,
could
have been last year, would have been perfect. I want to say it was about 52 degrees and cloudy.
Hey, let me ask you something. So after this is over with, your long-range planning and I'm curious. Mark Cuban has talked about not being particularly happy at American Airlines Center, maybe want to building his own place and that sort of thing. I mean, ultimately, would you like to have your own place?
Are you kidding? Crazy, no.
You like the...
No, American Airlines Center's fantastic. It's a great facility. You could not take a dart and throw it on a board in any American city or any city in North America, including the Canadian cities, and have a building that could be in a better location for fans to access.
It is central location.
It is at the end
and
of the
it's a beautiful location.
It is at the end of the tollway in what is now downtown Dallas, the heart of the city, sitting between all the major expressways connected to a rail line. There would be no place better for the next 50 years to put a building in the American Airlines Center. The building was built for 50 years when it was originally done by and planned by the Perots and the Hicks. Tom Gilardi's delighted to be there. The building has had $70 million worth of capital put in it by Mr. Cuban and Mr. Gilardi and Mr. Hicks in an earlier iteration. And it is just a great place for fans to go. We don't see it ever not being the home of the Dallas Stars. And quite frankly, we think it'll be the home of the Dallas Mavericks as well. I can't speak for Mr. Cuban. But we have no intention of ever leaving, quite
That's
frankly.
Great. In fact, you've become... a big Dallas booster. You're involved with the Chamber and Visit Dallas and everything.
Oh, that's it. Well, I'm not on Visit Dallas, but I'm on the Regional Chamber. And I've always been enamored with the attitude since the day I walked off the plane to take the job in 1993, with the attitude of Texans in general and certainly the Dallas business community and just the attitude of the government here, state, local government, toward business and toward growth and toward how we treat people. And what happens, and I came here, David, we had 4.2 million people in Dallas-Fort Worth, and now there's, you know, 8 million or close. We've become the most vibrant job-creating market in the country. You know, Yankees are coming down here like crazy that like sports, that like hockey. Our star centers are doing record business, and the number of kids playing. We get kids now going to be drafted in the first round this year. There's a Dallas young man that's going to be in the first round of the draft, we think.
Really?
There's an NHL All-Star, Seth Jones, who's a Dallas boy that plays. I think there's 17 kids currently playing Division I, II, or III hockey. Yeah, that came out of the Dallas programs. None of which anybody could have foreseen in 1993 when we got here. It's a hockey market. It's a great sports market. I my family's here. I've had opportunities to leave, and I kind of can't. I don't want to.
Well, so you came, and then you left, and then you came back. So
well, I've only come because I kept getting fired by different owners over the years, and they rehired me, I guess, which is a bad and good thing. But I've never left Dallas, quite frankly. I went to work for other teams at times and commuted, but found a way to find my way back. I'm a little like the bad penny, you know. I keep showing back up. I've been 26 years now in Dallas, and it's home. My children are here. My grandchildren are being raised here. Three of my boys work in the business with us. And I feel lucky blessed to be here.
And we're glad you're here. Jim Leitz is the CEO of the Dallas Stars, but right now he is Mr. Winter Classic. Good luck.
Thanks, David.
We wish you all the best.
Appreciate it.
For more of our conversation with Mr. Leitz, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.